Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to welcome you into a Journey into Healing podcast. The Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced each and every week for your enjoyment, and the upcoming shows can be found over at elizabethsampson.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at esampsonrn. And Facebook. You will find all these links over on my website at elizabethsampson.com. So thanks for stopping by here. My intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your beliefs, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. So excited today. This is the place to come where your transformational healings begin, your universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and waking to make change happen and shift in the world. So that being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for the positive thoughts and transformative change. If you stumbled upon this broadcast, please know that there are no coincidences in the messages that you will receive here today and that they are intended and meant for your ears. I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your friends, your families, and your followers, and all those that you feel will benefit from the messages that you will receive here today. And if you want to participate in the discussion here, you can call in and get in the queue. The number here is 646-564-9633. That's 646-564-9633. Or you can hop in over in the chat room. We have the chat room capability and it is open. So I am so happy for today's show. Today we have an interview with Jamaad Kelly, the Jamaad Kelly. For all of those that know Jamaad, he is an empowerment coach, an entrepreneur, branding enthusiast, marketing genius, intuitive life coach, dedicated to helping people take control of their life, their business, and success. So today we're going to talk about healing, entrepreneurship, branding, marketing, and what it's like to be an intuitive life coach, and how Jamaad helps his clients heal and bring their business to a new level. So, without further ado, let's bring on Jamaad Kelly. Welcome in, Jamaad. So happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. Let me tell you, their intro music got me to like raising my vibration, feeling all good. It was fun.
I love it. It's called Good Message. That's the name of the music.
Well, I can see the purpose.
It's meant to get you pumping, inspired, and in action. So I'm so happy to have you with me today, and we're going to talk about Journey into Healing, since this is the show. And with all the wonderful things that you do, now I met Jamaad over a year ago, right, Jamaad? It's probably been over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we attended a class together, and both of us really learned a lot. We're both intuitive, and Jamad brings his intuitiveness to his business and helps other people heal through entrepreneurship, branding, marketing, and as a life coach. So, Jamad, when I ask you what you think about Journey into Healing, when I say those words to you, what does that mean to you?
Really, when I think of Journey into Healing, I think of, like, taking a fresh breath of wellness, right, each day, and you're getting more and more of this deep, beautiful breath, and you start breathing this just pure wellness. That's what I think of, breathing pure wellness when I think of Journey into Healing.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds kind of like me and what I do when I take my periscopes out in nature. Take a deep breath of that fresh wellness. Exactly how you said it.
I like
so
that.
That's a beautiful way to put it, because I haven't heard anybody say that before, but that really resonates with me and healing and wellness, and I bring a lot of nature into that as well as you do. You're always outside with your periscopes.
I like outside. I just do. It's like the best place to be.
It is. It is. I agree. So as far as you, I know you have tons of classes going on, tons of things in the fire. You're always on the move. You're always traveling. You're everywhere. Everywhere helping other people. So what's
the
latest?
I like to
what's
think of myself.
Up and coming for you?
Have you seen Touched by an Angel?
Oh, I love that. I love
that.
Yeah,
I like to think of myself as one of the angels going from town to town, you know, helping people with their day-to-day lives.
Oh, my God, Jamad, I love that. You are an earth angel. You are. And I think that's how we connect, you know, because you are an earth angel. Sent here to help others.
Thank
right?
You. That's how I feel about it.
I know. So let's see. You have a lot of things going on. So would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and how you bring healing about to your clientele that you deal with?
Yes. Great question. So I'm a branding and marketing expert. So I love helping people build their businesses. I love teaching people how to market their gifts and market their message. And to the people who haven't found their message yet, I love taking them on the journey to really understanding the fullness of who they are and understanding the greatness of their potential to where they find the message and they present the message in the most beautiful and expanding and an outstanding way. Like, I love what I do because the forefront of my business is because, like, a year ago when you met me, I was kind of broken. I was really broken, and it took people like you, took people like Sweta, took people like Aditi, these are the people I'm just naming, took people like Chakra to help me heal and help me remember the better parts of myself. So as my business goes, full-time as I work day-to-day, maybe like so many hours, I like people to understand that the world is hurting and people will not heal unless you use your gift. So we're all gifted.
Yes.
We all have expertise. We all are blessed to help others heal, but we have to really tap into that, and that's where I come in and help people tap into that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And we all have our different avenues that we take to help others heal.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into this. I know, like you said, you were broken a year ago, and you know, others helped pull you along this path. So how did this start for you?
Interesting. So I was explaining it actually on Periscope a couple of days ago how you have a sense of a greater purpose and you always feel it. Like when it's time for you to start living your life purpose, you feel it in so many ways. Like you feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing something different. And then the universe starts to confirm for you what you actually should be doing. And then after that, you really are left with no other choice but to do it, especially if you don't start moving in that direction. Life will hit you hard and you have no other choice. And life kind of hit me hard, right? So I had no other choice.
Right.
But it was more so the life coaching just came about last year. But I've been a branding and marketing expert for 2 years now, and that really came about because I was good when it came to marketing always. I mean, I have awards in my room from high school from business organizations that I participated in. So I've always read at business. I wanted to teach business. That's why I went to college, to be a business education teacher. And then life started to happen, and then I started guiding myself into just wanting to be a consultant. I didn't want to necessarily be a teacher of students. I don't really know if I'm great with high schoolers, so I kind of moved away from that. And then I had a really kind of heartbreak with my first client, whereas my first client paid me great money, but that person, the client, they couldn't get a grasp on their life. And they was always upset right. about something with their family and something with something else. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am not skilled in this. I just want to help you with your business, right? And you focus on the business and everything else will come with it. And then me and that client had to part ways, and it really broke my heart because I'm like, this client has so much greatness and so much potential. And then I noticed that I was talking at a random party to another girl, and we sat and we talked for hours. And, like, when I'm not doing branding and marketing, I find myself so interested in people's lives. So I sat with her and I had a conversation, and I have the intuitive gift. And if we're going to talk about intuition or intuitive gift, I have the intuitive gift to see someone's full potential, to see the better parts of them. And then I can tell them how to get to that person, right? So I sat with this young lady and we talked for hours, and then I left the party and she ran out. She handed me $10 and she was like, oh, my God, what you said to me changed my life. I know what to do now, and I want to have this. And I'm like, girl, keep your money. But she made me keep it. And I learned that was the first time I ever made money life coaching, because I saw the better parts of her and I told her how to get there. And she really appreciated me. So after that, that's when I'm like, oh, life coaching, I have to do this, because along with branding and marketing, it's just not enough sometimes when you have broken clients.
That is so true.
I had to learn how to do both.
You gave me goosebumps.
I had to learn how to do both.
Aw. And that's so wonderful, though, because life coaching, you know, people don't really put the two and two together, but when you're in business, and especially being an entrepreneur and you're on your own, you have to have a solid foundation to move forward. And somebody that is wishy-washy and not willing to put the work in and not willing to get their life straight, I can presume that entrepreneurship is not going to work for them, correct?
Correct. I mean, they can kind of fake it and get this great opportunity, get that great opportunity, but when they're not living at the better parts of them, it's really hard to utilize those opportunities to make the best life that they can, if that makes sense. So they can fake it and kind of jump on this opportunity, jump on that opportunity as an entrepreneur, but they really won't find that place of abundance until they work on a little bit more wholeness.
Right. And your gifts that you have is being an intuitive, knowing about branding and marketing, and incorporating the life coach into this and the empowerment coach into this really brings about a unique opportunity for you in the workforce out there helping others. So I presume a lot of people that are working with you are getting more than what people think of
they
as branding and marketing. Yeah, more than what they sign up for. They're probably not expecting everything all together, but I'm sure you've had your clients tell you just how you bring that to them.
I've had a client just describe, they describe everything that I do as invaluable, and I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, it's not of value, but no, they was like, you cannot put a price on what I give. Now, that makes
it's priceless.
You feel good.
Yeah, yeah, it's priceless. Oh, my God, Jamad, we have a caller in here. Somebody that would like to talk to you. Would you like to answer this call?
What's the number first? I'm joking.
You're so funny. I got to tell the number. Okay, area code 631 is the area code. We're going to bring you on here. Area code 631, please state your name in what you would like to ask.
Oh, I didn't know. I just went on. I didn't know if you were doing readings or just questions.
Well, it's up to Jamad. How do you feel, Jamad?
Can you ask that one more time? What did you say?
Would you like to
do... I thought that you might be doing readings.
And who is this?
Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you? Would you like a reading? How
yes,
would you
please.
Like it to go? So, me, myself, first, I do, and this is really interesting that I'm doing this on radio, but I do what I call empowerment readings, which is all about people being in alignment with what they're asking for. So, and I use a special deck or I go intuitively. Suzanne, where are you from?
Long Island.
Oh, I'm on the East Coast. I feel kind of special. So, have you seen me before? How do you know I do readings?
I didn't. I saw that you were on at this time frame, and I didn't know if you were doing readings or not, but I called to see if you did.
Oh,
awesome.
That
is so
really
awesome,
kind of
Suzanne. Yeah. And then we have an interview with Jamad Kelly, and he is an intuitive life coach and an empowerment coach. So here you go, Jamad. Go for it.
Okay, so
what do you see with love life?
Oh, what do I see with love life? Because I was just going to ask, do you have any?
Oops.
Hello?
Oh, Suzanne, are you still there?
I'm here.
Lost Jamad. If you would hang on, we have lost Jamad. See, we're having technical difficulties today, and that happens. This is live, right? So this happens, and you do have technical difficulties. We just have to get him to call back in. So as soon as he calls back in, I will put him on. So that's awesome that you saw. Did you find us over here on Blog Talk, or where did you find the show that's airing Journey into Healing?
On Blog
Talk. Where did you find us?
Computer now.
Awesome. That's great to know that they're showing the show. Okay, Jamad is back. Let's pull him on here. Jamad, is that you?
Crazy thing. Let me tell you, someone just called me, and somehow instead of rejecting them, I answered the call, and I don't know what that was about. So, Suzanne, if Suzanne's still here, I'm so sorry.
She is.
That's okay.
She
I'm still here. Thank you.
Okay, great. And you want to know about your love life?
Yes, please.
Anything specifically you want to know?
I'm looking for a significant other that could lead to living or marriage with, and I'm just putting it out to the universe.
That's beautiful. Okay, so right now, okay, instantly, I'm not laughing at you. So instantly, I feel resistance. I feel resistance. I feel resistance. I feel resistance. Are you aware of what resistance is?
No, I'm not resistant at all. I'm just being open, but I don't want to have to go for somebody I'm not even attracted to, but I might have to because times are tough.
See, that's the resistance. So
that's the resistance.
Okay. It's not resistance. I'm opening myself up.
I know.
To have
I know.
To
you,
do that.
Okay, you feel that you're opening yourself up, but when you open yourself up, okay, let's say that I'm like, okay, I'm open to a new job, and I want to work at this amazing organization. I'm opening myself up to a new job at this amazing organization. But then I have resistance. And when I say resistance, I'm calling the resistance little judgments that I may say, okay, well, because I'm a little black homosexual, I may not get the best job, right, at this organization. So that's where the resistance comes in, where you say I'm opening myself up to an amazing love life, but I may have to come up short with attraction. That's resistance. That's judgments. And judgments create blocks. So,
all right, so I won't judge, and I'll just.
Right. In order to not be resistant at all, you have to open up and say, you know what? What are the highest possibilities? So that's what I meant by resistant, because you think that you may not get somebody that's up to your caliber. But if you're not resistant, you would say, okay, I'm open to this, and I'm feeling good about this. And I know whoever comes will suit me to a G, right? So
yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's see, but we're going to tell you how to get – I'm going to tell you how you can get more in alignment with your love life. Okay?
Okay.
I was pulling some cards to get clear on the subject.
Oh.
Okay. So the first card that came up was my emotional set points can be changed. So however you feel about dating or however you feel about the guys in Long Island or however you feel about the, because dating always feels uneasy, and I'd be trying to tell people there's a great process as it goes with dating that some people don't understand, and I'm really young and I just discovered it this last week. Whereas when it comes to dating, you really have to start with the questioning phase. Whenever you meet somebody, you kind of question them, you get to know them, like, what do you like to eat? Where do you like to go? All of these things. And then you go into the testing phase where you make sure that their answers line up with their actions, because anybody can pass an interview, right? So you go into the testing phase. Then you go into the commitment phase where you're like, okay, the answers and actions line up. I feel good about this. Let's make a commitment. And then you start investing in the relationship. Never invest until the end, because you don't want to get your emotions all into it too soon, right, until you know there's a commitment there. Anyway, but your emotional set points can be changed, whereas through good affirmations, through great feelings, and through great guidance, you can start to feel good about dating. It's not like there's a lack or there's a long. Okay, when you're feeling too much of a longing for a relationship and understanding that a relationship is coming. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because it is hard on Long Island, and even to get like a second date is hard.
Long Island is a small area, Suzanne? Is it small area?
Well, it's not small. It's just that it's a lot of couples, married people, and there's a lot more women than men. So, you know, you have to put up with a little bit more in order to meet. So at least I do. I don't know why. Some of my friends just meet their dream person, and I've got to, you know.
I think it's more so because your friends are more so distracted by everything else that they're not, like, on a hunt for a relationship, that a relationship kind of comes to them. Because another thing, that relationship, like, I love relationships, and our finances are two very similar energies, whereas if one's not the best, the other one's not the best either. So it depends on where you're focusing to. But the point is, due to this reading, is that your emotional set points can be changed. And all it takes is just your attention to the subject. So I'm going to read you a little note. It says, your set points are achieved by attention to any subject. We want you to understand the extreme value in deliberately achieving your own set points, which in a short explanation is how you put your attention on something and how you feel about it. Change how you feel about it. That will change the resistance. Understand that there is a great guy in Long Island, or at some in a city, and how I'm feeling about it, in a city nearby, not necessarily in Long Island, okay?
Well, then they'd have to travel a lot. I'm not going to travel back and forth.
Okay,
that's a lot.
There we go with some more resistance, right?
See, that's
there we go.
Well, it's not really resistance. I don't really want to travel to, like, New York City and live there. I have a son and stuff. I'm just not going to pick up and move to New York City,
well,
you know.
I said a city nearby. I didn't say in Japan. Okay, so we're just.
You know what it is? It's either Long Island or New York City. That's what's by.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know
so
what, Suzanne? Here, they might be willing to travel to you. Have you ever thought about that?
They may want a little walk on the countryside. But yes, Suzanne. So what I'm saying is, your emotional set points can be changed because you keep picking up blocks. You keep picking up blocks. We're trying to get rid of blocks by changing our emotional set points. So understand that whatever it is you want, that if you feel good about it, it comes to you quicker, okay? Just work on feeling good about it. Let's not say that, oh, my God, if he lives in New York, I have to travel. Let's say if he lives in New York, what are the highest possibilities that he would have been just moving to Long Island, right?
Okay.
To Long Island anyway, right? What are the highest possibilities? We're changing our emotional set points so we can attract what we really want, because if you have more attractive thoughts, you have more attractive, you know, experiences and more better occurrences. Not necessarily like if you have ugly thoughts about situations, you're going to attract ugly situations, ugly occurrences. Okay, so.
Well, I'm trying to be positive, like saying the love of my life's going to come to me and it's going to be great and stuff, and I'm going to go on good dates. I try to say that.
Right, and don't pick up any blocks because, okay, let's keep moving in that direction. Let's not go in the other direction for any other reason. Right. So we're going to keep moving in the direction of my love life is going to be amazing. I'm going to attract the guy of my dreams, and we're going to keep moving in that direction. We're not going to say, oh, my love life is going to be amazing. I'm going to attract the guy of my dreams. But everybody in Long Island is taken. See how you went back into the wrong direction?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. So the next card that came up is that whatever I can imagine, the universe can deliver, right? So that's where we get into that highest possibility thinking. Whatever I imagine, the universe can deliver. Whenever I imagine the dream love of just a warm embrace every night, and you know what? We go to bed at the same time and we can watch movies together. You know, we both watch Scandal every Thursday, you know? So if you can imagine it, the universe can deliver it. All you have to do is kind of, it depends on how you are focusing, how you are thinking, and how you are believing, right? You have to keep believing and focusing in the positive direction. Am I making sense?
Okay.
Okay. And last card to make this kind of quick. The thing about it is, as it goes, so you've gone on a couple of dates, right? And they might not have went well, and you feel that those dates were unsuccessful. But the thing about success is about the amount of joy that you feel. It's not about having the stuff. It's not about having the accomplishment, because once you get one thing, you're going to want more. So it's not about having the stuff. It's just about the moment of joy. You felt great about going on that date. Okay, you didn't get a second date, but you'll feel great about going on another one and going on another one and going on another one until you find a guy who really matches your vibe and y'all can vibe together. He's positive, you're positive. Y'all enjoy, like, those dates that didn't fall through, just understand you dodged a mighty good bullet because he might have been a nut. So, just
true.
I have been meeting some nuts. That's what it is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But you want a nut that kind of matches your nut, you know, your kind of kookiness, your sense of humor. So you want those kinds of nuts. Not like, I don't know, you don't want those crazy men hanging around. So you really kind of want to keep your vibe high on the subject. And then I can tell you, and my vibe high, I see you and how I feel about you. You can have a man before this year's out, and it can be great, and he will love your child. You will love him. Uh-huh. And I think it will be, I can see it. I can see it, and I can feel it, and it feels great, and it feels wonderful. And his reading is really the true example of that, because all the cards said was change how you view in the situations. Your emotional set points can be changed. You know, whatever you imagine, the universe can deliver. Success is about the joy you feel. Imagine the joy you will feel when you got that guy of your dreams. I just love it. It feels good to me. Does it feel good to you, Suzanne?
Sure.
Don't you sure me, Suzanne? Either you believe or you don't.
I believe it.
Okay, so do you want some more practical things that you can do to make this happen?
Sure.
So what's something that you can do that you know you can do that will help you get another date?
Well, it's not that I can't get dates. It's either they're strange or
that's another
they're
judgment.
Like,
now, okay, due to your experience, you understand that every guy that you meet is strange.
No, but I mean, they have a part-time job list when I met, health problems, and had pet rats in his bedroom.
Get out of Long Island.
And the last one took me out to dinner, one bite, and says, well, I got to take the rest of this home. And I ate my dinner, Then the last one said, oh, we're going to go out the next day for a walk and never called. So, you know.
Have you considered a career in stand-up? Because I'm telling you.
Yes, my friend said.
This would be hilarious for me to watch on television.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm still single. Hilarious.
Oh, but no. So, it's too funny. Anyway, so I'm sorry. Here's the deal. We got off track, and I'm going to pull you back in. What can you do to get other dates? And clearly dating is not the issue. So, okay, what can you do to get other dates? Let's just start there.
To call in.
Well, I try to go on hike, try to go online. I don't have the money to keep going all over, so I just said the next guy who likes me, who's normal, I'm going to like them.
Oh, that sounds like a settle. Like, does settling feel good?
Yeah.
Like, is that the game plan?
At this point, yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so let me move quicker. Because did you say we got another call, Elizabeth?
Yes, we do. We have another caller on.
Okay, so we're going to be quick on this. So what you can do is understand, like, okay, you can go online, you can go on Facebook, you can go in the grocery store, you can go anywhere and get another day. But my thing about it is feel great about yourself, because that's what people really are attracted to. People are really attracted to confidence and, like, just a happy person, right? So whatever vibe you're at, you know, whatever vibe you're submitting is going to be the vibe that people are going to be attracted to. Now, I'm not saying that you're putting out a crazy vibe and you're getting crazy people.
No, I'm not.
That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that if you put out a more, a better feeling kind of vibe, right, and then you kind of pay attention to who's in your vicinity, and you shouldn't just be scared to strike up a conversation with a guy that you feel is kind of on your vibe. Try that a little bit more instead of letting the crazies come to you. Just say hi to a guy, wink a little bit. You know, if you wink and he blinks, it's going down, okay?
I guess I have to find the men, because right, I was working at school, and now I'm going to be working at assisted living with older people, but it's a new job, and I am optimistic about it. Maybe I'll wink at the UPS man who comes in, and if I'm a receptionist that day.
There you
go. I love Suzanne. You are the best. You are the best. Listen back to this again and just take in what I was saying earlier about the emotional set point, and I think it'll really click for you.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Susan. Thanks, Jamad. That was wonderful. Susan called in.
You know, I do my best for the people.
I know. And you know what? That was beautiful, because the emotional set point, what you said, and I just want to recap a little bit of this. It's what you ask for is what you get. And people don't usually understand that that's what they're putting out in their vibrational field. They don't understand what they're calling upon. So when you put resistance, like you said, into the mix, and, well, I want to attract somebody, but I don't want them to look like that, or I don't want them to do that, then you're automatically
That's exactly what you're asking for.
Right. That's exactly what you're getting. And it's like when you type in Google and you type in you don't want a crazy man, what are you going to get? You're going to get a crazy man. Right.
Exactly.
That's
I don't know what you put your attention on is what you're going to bring into your experience. And it's something in your vibration that's making these kinds of situations happen.
Absolutely. Now we do have another caller, and it's Pooja on the line. Would you like me to take the call?
Of course. We love Pooja.
Okay. Pooja, welcome in.
Hi, Jamad. Hi, Elizabeth. You guys, this is an awesome episode today. And, I mean, Jamad, that was amazing what you did with Suzanne and were able to coach her. I would add that, you know, she could, if she's okay with me saying this, to rewrite her story. You know how I'm all about stories, right?
Right.
To rewrite her story and to explore what the possibilities could be by writing out an experience for herself of the kind of man she wants to have in her life. So, Suzanne, if you're still listening, try that out and see how that feels, you know?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all, I took a class with Pooja, the dream coach extraordinaire. I took a class, and it's called Manifestation Monologue. She taught me how to write my own monologue to where I can act it out and create the feeling and create a vibe. Because that's really what counts, creating the vibe, creating the feeling. That's what it's all about, to really manifest what you want. And that's what she's telling y'all here today. And I would encourage y'all to look her up, find her some kind of way to get in touch with
Daydream
that kind of class.
Well,
we
are going to have to ask Pooja in the future if she would like to do an interview as well.
Let's stop talking about Pooja. And Pooja, you get your own episode. Let's not talk about
you
on mine.
No. I have to go, but I just wanted to say that you guys are amazing, and I just really am so happy to know both of you and to be a part of a community with you guys as, you know, healers and coaches and, you know, really trying to get people to honor their gifts and talents and to, you know, help heal the planet ultimately. So I think this is, it's so awesome. And I do have to run, actually. I have a meeting with one of my staff members, so I need to go. But I did want to say hello and just thank you guys.
Thank you so much, Pooja. We love Pooja. Thank you so much. All righty.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
So I did want to make a quick note. I wanted to make a quick note. So if anybody was wondering how I was, like, able to kind of listen to Suzanne and kind of find solutions, there's one easy way that I found to find solutions for myself, for my clients, and for anybody, and it's through the power of reflecting. Okay, reflecting gives you all the answers. Thinking gives you no answers whatsoever. Thinking always looks at something and say, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Right.
What the hell? Gives you no answers, right? All it does is say, okay, it is what it is. Whereas when you reflect on it, you say, well, why did this happen? Why is this happening? Why? You allow yourself to not seek answers. You allow yourself to be given answers in a way where it's like, okay, why am I attracting all these crazy-ass men? And then you just allow yourself to get the answer of, well, maybe you're, like, hanging in crazy-ass areas, you know? You allow yourself to get the answers. But it only comes from reflecting. Thinking gives you nothing. And the quicker you learn how to reflect, the quicker you get answers. So whenever a client calls me, I'm quickly able to listen and reflect as they talk.
That's beautiful, Jamad. It's like holding up a mirror, right? It's like when we say do mirror, you know, you're holding up a mirror for them to see what they are showing in the mirror.
Exactly.
What it is. Wow. You know, and the advice was point on, I mean, I don't know if you came on thinking that you were going to do readings, actually.
Never yet. I was like, what is going on?
You were thrown right into that, and you handled it like a pro, and I'm very proud of you.
And yeah, it's my day to day.
It was, so let me ask you this question. I have a question for you. What is Jamad Kelly's superpower? What is your superpower, Jamad?
I have a superpower of listening. That's my only superpower, listening to others, listening to spirit, listening and listening and listening, because I'm really like an information hoarder. I love learning. So the easy way to learn is to listen and then reflect. So I really have the superpower of listening, because some people just hear you and then they'd be so ready to respond. You know, me and myself, I listen, reflect, and then respond.
That's beautiful, yeah, because you do listen. You listen to what everybody says intently, you know, and you retain that information. I know in the past when we've had our little discussions and you remember things that are said.
Always. The things I feel is important, like it's kind of a filing system, like some things get thrown out, but most of it is kind of important and I remember.
Yeah, and I think that's how you help. That's one of your big assets in helping people heal. You're intuitive, you listen. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that's exactly how you help others heal.
That is exactly how. Well, and then I guess where the real superpower is, I can see the better parts of people too. I can see people's full potential. Like when I was listening to Suzanne, I could see her in that relationship. It's not that far away. It's really close, and it's just like her tapping into that, though. She has to tap into that person. She has to, because when you're resisting becoming the better person or the better parts of you based on your past experience or based on what people tell you or the things that you're holding on to that doesn't really resonate or doesn't really work for you, those things really get you farther and farther from being who you're supposed to be. And when you become who you really are and the fullness of that, that's where the healing really occurs at. And I can see that.
Yeah.
I really can. I can see that person. Like any client that comes to me, I'm just like, I already know what they're supposed to be doing. I already know how it's supposed to go. But I have to kind of guide them into that, because I just can't look at somebody and be like, hey, you're supposed to be a comedian, right? I can kind of gently groom them into that, right, and kind of show them that, and then they pay attention to that, and then they start getting in alignment with that. It's really about seeing the full potential, seeing where they can go and helping them get into that alignment.
Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing gift that you have. It really is.
Well, I don't really judge people either. So
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of it, like you told her, you know, as far as judgment, you have to rescind that. You have to let that go,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially, you know, in our profession of healing others, you know, you can't have judgment. You can't have judgment.
All miracles come from love, right? And that's just the key fact.
Absolutely.
All miracles come from love. And if you cannot love someone if you judge them. Judgment always creates just enough of a block to where you cannot help someone reach their full potential. You got to love someone into their full potential.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you, so who is Jamaad Kelly's mentors? Who are your role models?
Thank
you. Who are
you.
The ones
you
that you look up to?
So I have a Bible, right? My Bible is compiled of two books. One book would be Marianne Williamson, A Return to
Love her.
Which, right,
her.
That so I would always deem her one of my most amazing mentors. Marianne Williamson, in that book, she really taught me how to change my perception to really see the God in everything, which also means to see the love in everything. Anything that happens to me, anybody that walks into my life, anything that goes on outside of me, the trees, the grass, the ground, I see love in everything. That book taught me that. So, which is a great place. When you learn how to change your perception, you can move. So Return to Love is my Old Testament. My New Testament is Ask and It Is Given, which taught me how to see. So Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hick. And Abraham,
yes.
The book that came from Abraham, it really taught me to see the God in myself, to see the manifestation power in myself, to see the effortless creation that I can provide, to see the magic within me, to see who I really am, to see the better parts of me. So my New Testament really taught me how to create. But you really cannot learn how to create and how to manifest until you learn how to change your perception, to change your mindset, to see the love and everything. When you see the love, that's a high enough vibration to where you can create something, where you can make
Absolutely.
A change. So those
you
are,
gave me
when I think of mentors, I always give it to Marianne Williamson. You know, which she based her everything off of Course in Miracles, and I always give it to Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham, because those two things really made me into this. I mean, it really helped me tap into my power, if that makes sense,
Absolutely.
That I didn't know I had.
Yeah, I love both of those books, and I think Ask and It Has Given, I am on my second time reading it around. I just crave that information. I love that information. So yeah, I could totally agree with your mentors.
I know. I mean, I totally can. It just didn't happen. And then I have like the people who got me started in this space. Like before I knew who Marianne was, before I knew who Abraham and Esther and Jerry was, I had Sweta. Sweta made all this possible. Sweta, yeah, she's my energy healer.
Yep.
I found her on Periscope, and she's been teaching me everything I need to know about chakras and energy, and I met you, and you've been teaching me so much about wellness and being able to change my, you know, points of attraction as it goes to my health. And I've been following Chakra, who's been teaching me more about angels, and Aditi, who's been teaching me more about confidence, and all of y'all, like, y'all have really helped me. And then let me tell you who really got me into doing card reading, Dina Mansfield. Dina Mansfield.
Yes.
Got me into doing card readings, which I was just like, I was never interested in it. But let me tell you, doing card readings really helped me grow my intuition, which was very essential.
And they do.
I mean,
I totally agree with you.
I have, like,
they do.
So I consider all of y'all, like, best friends. I don't necessarily consider y'all mentors, even though y'all really groomed me, right? But I talk to y'all, like, Esther and Abraham and Marianne Williamson, like, I was in the same room with Esther Hicks, and I don't even think I got to shake her hand, you know? So.
Right. Right. Wow, you know, speaking of that, Sweta will be on next week. That'll be another show. Yeah, Sweta's going to be on for an interview
for
next week,
treat.
Though. And I will, you know, hopefully that, you know, brings me to asking you one more question. Well, not one more. I got a few more, but I just want to ask you. Now, we have down that you're an empowerment coach and a life coach. Have you ever considered yourself a spiritual mentor?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't just want to call myself that because I still feel like I'm being mentored spiritually. But, like, there's a lot of people that I know, due to my vibration that I submit always, they come, they are attracted to that spiritualness of me. And I always get to provide them with just enough to get them going in the right direction if they're not resistant to. Because, I mean, they want it, they crave it, and that's how they pop into my life. And then I notice that I'm taking somebody to a crystal shop, or I'm getting somebody to order, asking it is given, or I'm getting somebody into viewing the Hay House Girl Summit that's going on right now.
Yes.
Right? Because
oh, yeah.
I love my life, and I love seeing these endless possibilities that I have. And I love that, you know, people notice that, and they want them for this, they want that for themselves. So I may be a spiritual mentor to people, possibly, but I think it's like really like that byproduct of the life that I live.
Yeah. Well, you're a very spiritual person, and I think that you give a lot of that's in your life coaching and your empowerment is based on spirituality and moving forward and your intuitive abilities. So I definitely do think of you as a spiritual mentor.
Thank you. You know what? I'm gonna ask you for, like, you know, a little review and response when my first book comes out. You could just kind of write that in there. But yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would do that for you. Absolutely. So what is it that you think when people... There's a couple questions. When people hire you for to work with you,
uh-huh.
What do you think, what is the one assumption that most people come to you for before they get the experience of Chabad Kelly? What is the one thing that they contract you for, hire you for?
Okay, you want me to be honest? Because it just sounds ridiculous. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yes.
People always contact me when they get to, like, well, shit, excuse my language, well, shoot, I ain't got nothing left. Jamal couldn't hurt. I see he's doing it. He has something. Let me just give it to him. Like, I always get the clients who come to me where they're like, okay, this is my business. I've invested so much into it. And I really want to make it work, and I don't know what to do. I've been to these expensive coaches, and for some odd reason, I can't get it with them. So I'm just going to come to you. You clearly have something. I don't know if they know what they're expecting, but it's usually like I'm like the last resort for some odd reason.
Wow. But that's very powerful. That is very powerful because then they get the full Jamad Kelly experience. If somebody that they consider to be more expensive or more clientele couldn't help them, then they're thinking, well, this can't hurt, and you're the one that pulls them through.
Isn't that the beauty of it? But I think it really has to deal with my story as well. Like, when I tell people my story, like, I wasn't feeling significant. I didn't have a lot going on. And then, like, all of y'all got me back together. Right. So I think people kind of resonate with it. And it's like, okay, they hit rock bottom, they come to me, and I get them back together.
Yeah. And I think you couldn't be who you were today unless you went through that, you know.
Sure.
And that's why you are so you're so powerful at what you do because of that. You know, you brought that whole experience with you. So
I think that's
phenomenal.
During that whole, because this has been just 1 year. This has been one complete year. Like, I'm a totally different person I won't say totally different person. I started becoming who I really was, right? I started letting the layers fall away like the lotus. I started letting the layers fall away and just embracing the beautiful flower that was really planted inside of me. So.
Absolutely.
And,
oh, you gave
and
me
that's really
goosebumps
what,
again.
That's what I'm saying. That was the essential to all of this was, like, meeting y'all and paying attention and learning and, like, oh, this makes sense to me. Like, I've always felt like this. I don't know why I, like, taught myself to go against what always felt right to me. And when I stopped doing that, that's when, like, all of this started coming up and all this, I started seeing so much beauty in my life. And I really started finding who I really was. And that's really, it's really just that, I mean, Mary Winston calls it the return of love, and that's seeing love in your life. But I really want to tell people to really start embracing those grand ideas and those grand visions, because that's who you were really meant to be. And when you start working towards
right.
that and getting in alignment with it, that's where the real healing comes from.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God, you gave me chills. You gave me chills, because I so see that when you become in alignment, when you come in alignment with who you really are, your true authentic self, is when you flourish, is when you help others heal. It's when you give everything that made Jemad Kelly Jemad Kelly to others and heals, and you heal them. You heal them on their path and what they're doing. And
true.
You help them move forward. Yep, you help them move forward. So tell everybody where they can reach Jemad Kelly. Where can they reach you?
Can always reach me on my website, thejemadkelly.com, right? Or you can follow me on Instagram or Periscope at Jemad_Kelly. Or you could call me or email me. You know, my phone number and my email address is on my website. So I'm very accessible always. I mean, if you get on Facebook and search Jemad Kelly, J-Ahmad Kelly, you will find me. You can add me. We can talk. I'm very accessible to the people. So
and you have you have a Facebook group. I don't know if that's closed or
I do have a Facebook group where I do most of my marketing and branding advice. You are right. And there's a great training in there on how to build your brand by finding your message and how to market that message. Thank you for bringing it up. It's called The Genius Zone. So if you go to bit.ly/TheGeniusZone, you can be added into that group. It's very easy. If you want to join, you can get in there, bit.ly/TheGeniusZone.
The Genius Zone.
Put that in your browser. Get in there.
And the website is The Jemad Kelly, correct?
Yeah, TheJemadKelly.com.
Okay. So what other works do you have on the fire? What is your next and upcoming thing that you're doing?
The next and upcoming thing that I'm doing is trying to stop all the travel. Like, I'm trying to, like, pay attention to my phone and not answer anything that looks like some kind of engagement outside of my city. And really trying to focus on building a new blog. I want to build a new blog where I can share this kind of these conversations that we had, where I can just share this information all the time, because I do get on Periscope and I do the videos, but I still want to make myself more and more accessible. So the blog is next. It's going to be on my website. That will be a business blog as well as a life purpose, life coaching, empowerment blog. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And how can people find you on Periscope? What's the handle so they can find you on Periscope?
@Jemad_Kelly.
Okay, @Jemad_Kelly. And there's no apostrophe in Jemad that way, is there?
Well, you know, no, because they won't let me put it in my username. So,
okay.
You know, I had to keep it. I put the underscore in there just to kind of separate the two names, I guess. But, yeah, all.
Okay.
No capitalization, no apostrophes, Jemad_Kelly on Periscope.
Yeah.
And you can watch my amazing videos. Those videos would be cute. Yeah, I like them. Also,
you do some awesome
videos. Can I promote a little service, if you don't mind?
No, honey, you go right ahead. You go right ahead.
Okay, so, because I know we don't have too much more time. So, for the month of May, I'm calling it Manifestation May. Manifestation May. So I've introduced a package where you can get 4 business coaching sessions with me for the price of $257 or 2 payments of $135 if that's what you're interested in. 2 payments of $135, but 1 payment of $257, you get 4 sessions with me. 1 session along with me can cost up to $1,000, can cost $457, right? But I'm doing this for the month of May, Manifestation May, so people can hit the ground running for the second half of the year on point, in their purpose, doing what they love, feeling good about it, having a clear strategy, having a clear guidance on where their life is going to go for the rest of the year. I have 4 sessions available, one price, $257, the Manifestation May package. You're not going to be in no group of people, everybody talking about each other's business. No, it's you and me, one-on-one.
Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing deal.
That's the ultimate deal.
Oh, my God. If people don't take advantage of that, I don't know what, because that is an amazing deal. If you would love to send me that information, I will put that up on my website for people to see underneath this. Once the show is done, it will be placed upon the archive shows at ElizabethSamson.com. And if you give me that information, just send it to me via email or whatever. I will put that up underneath this for people to link to.
Okay, and I'm with it.
They can get right to that. So, Jemima, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate all that you're doing in this world to help others heal. I love the call that Susan gave you from Long Island. It just so shows how flexible you can be. And the information that you gave her was spot on. So I really, really, really do appreciate that.
I appreciate her calling because, you know what, Suzanne will always be my friend in my book because she, you know, she wants that, and she was willing to, like, get on air with complete strangers to go for it. You know, that really takes a lot of something to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I salute all the listeners out here. So thank you, Jemima, so much, honey. I will touch base with you. If you'll just stay on till after the show, I can get some information from you before you hang up, okay?
Of course.
All right, you hang on. And everybody, next week we will have Sveta Ira. She will be on here on Wednesday at same time, 3:30 p.m. She is an energy healer, and you won't want to miss that show either. Now, if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off those illness genes, I want you to come on over to ElizabethSamson.com. I want you to sign up for a free discovery call to see if we are a match to work together. Or if you like the teachings that you've been hearing here on this radio show, on my blog, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, why not dive in on one-on-one sessions with me? So if you're ready to shed the illness and get to the root cause of your physical ailments, coaching can be right for you. Sign up for a session today over at ElizabethSamson.com. And I want everybody to remember that it is up to you to take 100% control of your health, that you hold the keys to your healing, and it depends on you to choose which road you want to travel. So this is Elizabeth Sampson, and I'm signing off until next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. We will see you here. So have a great day, everybody, and a great rest of the week. I'm going to get her on and I'm going to get
okay.